Well, we obviously see that we're going to launch objective carcass measurements. That's going to give objective measures of what a carcass is once it enters that processing plant. Once we have that technology, we move to value-based marketing. So that's fundamentally getting back to a producer the value by cut.
How will you do that? How will you provide that information?
So MLA's been talking about our 2025 vision for industry around data management. MLA already, through NIS, manages big data sets. So we want to evolve that into producers having one single sign-on to MLA, which replaces sign-ons for NIS, LPA and MSA. One single sign-on, all the data captured there in one place. That means we can distribute that data across the whole value chain. MLA doesn't want to own the data, it just wants to hold the data so that maximum value from producer to retailer to consumer can be obtained.
Richard, as a former agent and as also as a producer, what's this going to mean for you, having this one data hub, so to speak?
Well, firstly, it makes my management as a producer on one platform. Now, whether or not I want to go back and link genomics to a cut of meat in the future is entirely up to me. But if I want to just go on and get an electronic national vendor deck or the latest national vendor declaration to sell livestock, I'd be able to do both those things easily.
And you spoke about producers being paid on per cut as opposed to an animal or over the hooks.
Well, this is the discussion that the whole industry is having, and the discussion that's been led by Cattle Council is around the fact that a carcass that might be 300 kilos has less saleable meat yield than one that is 260 kilos. But today our grading system for carcasses is based on weight and an average pricing system. So if we're going to evolve as an industry away from commodity marketing to value-based marketing around the premium product that Australia has in beef and lamb, we need to move to value-based marketing.
So how do you get to move to value-based marketing?
So we need technology. Technology is the enabler here. So firstly, we go to objective carcass measurements. So that takes out the subjective nature of a human assessing the carcasses. We can do it now with lamb. We have hyperspectral imaging and DEXA X-ray machines, which are doing it for lamb today, giving bone, fat and saleable meat yield. And within 6 months, we can do it in the beef industry. Now, you take that data and then you can move that data to having objective measures for cuts of meat. So it's not a human intervention saying it's Y meat colour, X amount of fat, intermuscular fat is this according to a chip. We will have technology that will absolutely define how much intermuscular fat is in the carcass, how much fat, subcutaneous fat is around the whole carcass, how much saleable meat yield is here, and what is the square eye muscle area without a human even touching the carcass.
And are the processors prepared to go down that route?
Absolutely. We're engaging and actually some processors are actually leading this value-based marketing programs. So, yes, processors are well and truly on board.
So what's it mean for the sale-outs?
Well, our whole model is also about tracking and tracing through sale-yards and feedlots as well. So we do want to us, how someone markets their product off-farm is not something necessarily we want to get involved in, but we want to give producers of livestock the feedback, and that feedback has to integrate a sale-yard system as well.